Hello, I'm Cody Smith. I actually just signed my lease this weekend, so I don't know my new address. So I'll give you, it is in Franklin. I'll give you my old one, 539 Hereford Drive, was Wales. I moved my business here in the fall from Waukesha. Within 3 years, I've expanded this to the largest baseball academy in Wisconsin. That's 100 to 400 kids, and majority of these kids are in this community or neighboring communities. That's 8 to 18-year-olds. We train them all. We focus on the elite. I have graduated 100% of our kids to college to play baseball. We have saved $3.2 million in scholarships. And I'm hoping that this is a community I can continue to grow this business in. I've seen how communities rally around athletics, and this would open the door for us in Franklin to not only just expand, but be a cornerstone business here in this community, and something where I'd like to call home for years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Smith. My name is Jim Shiflett. I live at 8998 West Stonehenge Drive. I've heard a lot of comments about the Oak Creek development that was put on a defunct automotive manufacturing site that's surrounded by a whole lot of other commercial and retail development that has no comparison to the 35-acre horse farm that is south of Rawson Avenue. I don't have any comments about the Ballpark Commons part of this with the Stadium Sports Village because I'm not qualified. But living next to or near that farm and changing from R3 to whatever it's going to take to put a whole lot of apartments in there and change that structure to 300, 400 apartments, it just doesn't seem right because that's not what we signed up for when we moved in there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Naomi Knoll, 8610 West Hawthorne Lane. I am against the rezoning and this whole project. First of all, it's almost completely surrounded by already existing subdivisions, including Greendale to the north, besides to the east. Second of all, the word pollution came to my mind. Noise pollution, light pollution, traffic pollution. Traffic is already quite heavy in this area. And then there's the methane gas pollution. It has already entered my house almost to the explosive level. And it seems the county is unable to find a permanent fix for this as they are presently working on the landfill site for at least the fourth time in the last 40 years. Then there's water pollution. My neighbors and I have wells, and we don't know what is in the landfill. How safe is our water going to stay with all of the extra weight shifting things around underneath the surface? Two more things, taxes, which I predict will go up, and property values surrounding the development, which I predict will go down. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Snow. Ms. DeMato.
Hi, I'm Mary DeMato Herbert, 8101 South Forest Hill Circle. I really hope that this project goes through. I think Franklin really needs a big boom, and I think this would be a nice answer to us. I also, just as a thought, everybody's complaining. Take that back. A lot of people are complaining about the horse farm and putting in apartments. Why not just rezone it as residential and break that land up? It would be a horse apiece. Sorry. And I just want to comment on these people that put notes in our mailbox signing it our friendly neighbor that are opposed to this. And I'm just saying that they did not leave a name. It was always referred to you and what we should go on Facebook to do. I'm not really a computer person, so I knew nothing. But I really wish that they would stand up and say who they were, because I think it was really not very nice and not neighborly at all. Please let consider everything to go through and have a great night.
Thank you, Mr.
Bob. Hello, Togorowski, 6478 Upper Parkway North in Milwaukee. I have an interesting perspective. About 15 years ago, I took on a little project down on the lakefront called Bradford Beach. I know all about what public perception was as that place was literally referred to as a toilet. It was terrible, a lot of issues. I find a lot of common issues that you're speaking about, light, sound, crowds, all these things I'd heard for years and years and years as I made many, many mistakes in the things I did at Bradford Beach. But the one thing we did do, which was great, is we took what was a massive eyesore and we turned it into a gem for the community. We did it through one simple thing. We did it through lifestyle activity. I just preferred beach volleyball because I traveled around the country and did all these things. And I thought, why don't we do it here? Ironically, the reason why I'm here to support Mike is this is just the baseball version of Bradford Beach to me. He's building something that will draw people here, all right? And now the unique reason why I'm here also is I left Bradford Beach simply to support my son and his efforts in baseball. We could go play anywhere we want, literally anywhere. We travel around the country, play baseball literally from coast to coast. I chose to come support Mike because he builds the best there is in the United States. You got to thank the guy for what he's put into the community. I can respect all the issues you have with your homes and things. I got to say the guy's probably going to do the right thing for you. That's not to say people don't make mistakes, but I also think that when you have the resources and the opportunities ahead of you, this is a game changer for your community. There's no place like this in the United States. This is a year-round activity, the indoor, the youth aspect of it, the type of money and people that come in and do that support these kind of things, second to none. So I'm very much in support of this. I hope it goes through. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Navi Gill, we live at 8796 West Callaway Court, and we are in opposition of the rezoning. First and foremost, what's the rush, as many have stated before? But in addition to that, there's a lot of open land in Franklin. Why on a landfill? You know, why risk the safety of your own project and those that live around you? There's across Loomis Road, there are 53 acres for sale, which would be more than enough for this project and much more. But in addition to that, if the people already living in proximity to the existing project, if the project is expanded into the ballpark commons as is proposed, and we're expecting that people will be willing to pay $2,000 a month to live next to that same noise and sound pollution that people are already complaining about, so we should really think this through before we make any decisions that we can't back out of.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gint.
Ron Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne. You'll probably be relieved that I don't have any prepared comments.
I don't know.
But I do have three submissions. The first is the pre-design report for the Milwaukee, for the Franklin landfill infrastructure at this site. And I think you should read it because there are a couple tables in here that talk about the public costs of developing the site just related to ballpark commons. My second submission is a project that's in the county's 2016 adopted capital improvement budget, which directly contradicts testimony at the Plan Commission on the 17th. It shows the cost that the county's appropriated for accommodating this private development. My third submission is a chain of emails with county financial managers that show that despite all the claims of success for The Rock, that they paid a grand total of $25,000 of rent to the taxpayers. And no contingent county revenues that would demonstrate how financially successful this project would be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill.
You want to give those to Joel?
Or me? Or Mark?
John McAdams, J-O-H-N, 8735 West Hawthorne Court. I concur with all my neighbors and friends here tonight, the majority of them live in Franklin, that I think the ballpark is a bad idea, and especially the rezoning of the use of land on these on the would be the south side of Rawson Avenue. Terrible idea. And these are the folks that could make it here tonight. We vote for you people. We are just beginning to organize. We are going to gather up votes, and we will let the voting do the talking. That's all I have to say tonight. So I hope you consider dropping this matter at this point, the ballpark as well as the rezoning tonight, because we are just starting to organize, and we do not agree with any of the proposals that are being brought forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cavendish.
Hello, Mr. Mayor, how are you? Joy Dragunas is in Gallas, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale, Wisconsin. As I was listening tonight, first let me say I'm opposed. I don't think that's news to anybody in this room for the most part. I have been the most directly affected by this project. And Mr. Zimmerman, in a conversation you and I had years ago, you openly admitted that to me. With that being said, we still have not had rectified the issues that pertain to our neighborhoods. I think that shows character. I think that shows integrity. And I think that shows ethics, which need to be taken into consideration anytime you are thinking about going into business with anyone. And because there will be tax dollars used in this, yes, Franklin and the county will be going into business with Mr. Zimmerman. As some of the comments were made, I was jotting down some notes. First of all, at the MOU meeting, it was stated by Alderman Wilhelm specifically that nothing would be done prior to DNR approvals. She was not the only one who stated this at that meeting. Therefore, I do not understand why we are even here tonight until those approvals have come in. It is showing also integrity and ethics for the people who serve on this board. Number two, I have spoken with friends of mine who personally own restaurants. And no disrespect to you, Chef.
Of course not.
Three who have successful businesses downtown, one in Sheboygan, one in Oak Creek, and two on the east side. These people come to my home, I go to theirs, and I frequent their restaurants. They have been in business for over 10 years, every single one of them. Their comments to me is, there is not a chef nor a restaurant who would put their name on a facility that sits on top of a landfill. And there were numerous reasons listed for this. Number two, as far as the Oak Creek project, I actually have a very good friend who sits on that board. And the consensus was not very warm in working with Mr. Zimmerman. Now, whether that was on the table or behind closed doors, I am not sure. But this is three conversations he and I had personally. That project also sits on already land that is already commercial. I actually grew up part of my life right. I was the first house off of Drexel and Howell until the apartments and the strip mall went in. So I know that area very well. Many of my neighbors worked at Delco and Delphi, as did many of my clients. So to compare that project to this project, you're talking apples and oranges.
Joy, time's up.
Okay, one more. I want to know why Franklin did not allow the Paradonoviches to rezone their property when they came before you three times to commercial in prior years, but now all of a sudden it's on the table and it seems to be a good idea. The last thing, the traffic study documents that we've just received from the county stated just in taxpayer money for the study itself is $70,000. Now, in the scheme of things, that's a drop in the bucket. But just think, if that's just the traffic study that we're spending, imagine what the rest will be.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Phil Royce, SIDHU at 755-0 South Cambridge in Franklin. So I've seen people comparing this to the development out in Oak Creek. I think, if I recall, Oak Creek, that was built off on a torn-down Delphi factory, and it was commercial in that area in the first place. I drove around there quite a bit before it was built, and it just doesn't strike me to be the same as this. Also, people who were supporting this BMX track are from out of town. I'm not certain what this has to do with what we're talking about today. This, as I understand it, is to discuss rezoning that little parcel of land on Loomis that has a barn on it that was a horse farm. I think it's a bait and switch. You've had people invest their hard-earned resources into these beautiful homes. I don't live near there. I mean, I kind of live near there, but I'm not within view of any of that. I'm down in Drexel and Loomis. But we have to have empathy for these people because they invested all this money and time and planning, and this was supposed to be residential zoning for a long time, and now you're going to switch it. I mean, that's bait and switch. And I've heard about the developer investing his money in the town. But if really, if it's tax supported in the long run, then who's investing in the town? It's the taxpayers. And when we talk about the city, we talk about the city funding things. It's the taxpayers. It always is the taxpayers. I have absolutely no problem with private commerce. So if the developer can do this on his own, if the chef can start a restaurant here that he's been looking for years, on his own, that is fabulous. I have no problems with that. That is the lifeblood of this country. But I really think we need to focus on that this is about rezoning today, and in the long run, who is going to be investing in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, my name is Scott Duffick from Menominee Falls. Do you need my address?
Please.
West 141 North 7547, Larry Lou Court. I am the head coach of UW-Milwaukee, the baseball team, and this is going to be an opportunity for us to really take our program to the next level. Having agreed upon lease agreement with Mr. Zimmerman and his group would allow us to come in here and really have a first-class stadium and facility for us to flourish in. We have a tough job. It's tough to be able to recruit and retain and develop athletes nowadays. And facility is there's nothing more important. And for us to have something like this to call home, UW-Milwaukee has outreach all over the community with freshwater science out in Wauwatosa and the Innovation Campus and UWM Panther Arena downtown. This would be another way for us to sprawl out. And I think more than anything, this is an opportunity for Franklin to really exercise its ability to showcase itself nationally. You're going to be able to bring in, national teams from the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC schools, where the community and baseball fans alike are going to be able to see what Division I baseball looks like. And to be able to do it in the Franklin community, I think, is an opportunity. I also think that, as Cody Smith talked about, the training in sports nowadays has become a 12-month process. And so it's a great outlet for kids to be able to go and train inside in a first-class facility. This multi-purpose facility, I think, would be another great way to showcase Franklin. So thank you.
Good evening. Joe Zimmerman from Franklin, 8340 West Beacon Hill Drive. I know, that's comical, right? Zimmerman, I can spell it, too. So I've got, you know, this is hard for me a bit because to see, you know, my brother get personally attacked for something that he's, you know, so passionate about is frustrating. But what I wanted to, that's not the reason I'm up here. The reason I'm up here is to share with you a positive memory that I had growing up, living not too far from Hillsborough Speedway, where it was incredibly loud, light pollution, but that still remains to be a very positive memory for me as a, you know, for my childhood. So I wanted to encourage those here to think about that as well, having something like that to be even, you know, that you could walk to and experience a lot of different things is something that would have a great positive impact to our community. The other thing that I wanted to mention was I've been on the management team with the Rock Sports Complex since its inception, and I can tell you that there's a lot of hours spent making sure that, you know, we try to limit the lights or turn down the music, and so I wanted to stand up here on behalf of, you know, the over 150 to 200 employees that we have at the Rock Sports Complex and share with you. You know, we do take pride in the product that we put forth, and it is a very big deal for us. So I just wanted to go on the record that I do obviously support what's going on here today, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sherry Plewer, 7200 South Carrington Drive. And my kitchen window, as I look out, I can see the horse barn, which is not going to be there probably anymore. It depends on you people sitting right there. Didn't really have anything planned. I just am opposed to the rezoning. I think residential homes would be much more serene there instead of having apartments and everything noise involved with it. But I'm opposed, just like the rest of my neighbors in that subdivision, and I'm opposed, and I just wanted to go on record. Thank you,
ma'am.
Yes, sir. Hi, my name is Nitin Suryavanshi. I live on 7412 South Stone Edge Drive. My property is just next to the property where we're talking about for rezoning to commercial. I want to go on the record as strongly opposed converting the proposed ordinance to the commercial from residential. We have put far more trust on the main plan, and we are changing it now for this big project. So I would like to oppose it and would like to reiterate that we should really step on the brakes and wait for the DNR and independent financial people to reevaluate the safety for the close by residents and also for the financial, that the financial can go through instead of refunding it. So I would like to propose it.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sally Chadwick. I am a Village of Greendale trustee. I've also been on the Plan Commission for over 15 years in Greendale. I am not speaking for Greendale.
Who have your address, please, Sally?
I am speaking for myself.
That's fine. Okay. Have your address, please.
I am absolutely shocked at the speed of which this is going forth. Being on a plan commission, I can see the stars in all of your eyes about this this opportunity, this chance to bring to your community a tax base. what you think is a tax base and everything that goes with it. It is like a dream come true. I can see that, and I can see where a lot of your citizens are feeling that way, and that's why probably many of them are for it. But what you fail to understand is that in this starry-eyed look of you that all of you have about this situation is, you have citizens out here who don't like this. There is something wrong, and they want you to address it. They want you to do something about it. It may not be to exactly to what they want, and doing this is not, changing this may not be what you want. There was a gentleman that was up here who said that you're all very smart, and that's true. You are. You are trying to do something good and positive for your community. These people live in this community. They're trying to do something positive, and they're trying to ask you to please slow down. Look at what you're doing. You don't even have all your reports in. What's wrong with slowing it down and waiting for your reports? We do that in Greendale. We seldom say anything about letting staff decide. Perhaps maybe on landscaping or things like that, yes. But something as major as the DNR, as major as what's going to happen with that landfill, you can't do it. Slow it down. Table it. Do what you can. But get your reports and then you make your decision for rezoning. You can't do all of this and go forward. You are Franklin, okay? You are absolutely one of the best communities out here. You are Franklin. Stand up for yourself. Don't let another gentleman tell you. Let him follow your rules. You've got them in place. You've got your ordinances. Make him follow them as well.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
My name is Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. The reason I came today is I'm hearing a lot of emotions, but I'm not hearing facts. And what frustrates me is probably one of the, my company probably owns more real estate and manages more real estate in this city than anyone else. So I'm only going to deal with the portion of the apartments. I'm not going to deal with anything else. But I attended a meeting, and Mike, you promised to get back to me. As of this date, he hasn't. I understand he's a busy man like we all are. But I went to an informational meeting, and I asked several questions. And I asked the questions, who's going to own the apartments? I asked, what money is needed for the TIF for that area? I asked what the money was going to be used for. Buildings, infrastructures, whatever. I asked if they knew exactly what they were going to put in and get out for the city. I couldn't get any answers. They didn't have those answers. So as a businessman, I'm going to approach this with numbers because nobody's speaking about numbers tonight. Everybody's speaking with emotions. First of all, the city of Franklin has never used a TIF to develop any residential property. Developers come in and they build their own buildings, they put their own infrastructures in. Infrastructures meaning the roads, the sewers, and all of that. They do that on their own. If this project goes through with the use of TIF money, it'd be the first, and you'd open up the door. And I'll tell you, if you're going to open that door, I'm going to be the first one in line because I want to develop Oakwood from about 28th West, and I want to make that residential, and I can make a go of that real easy. But what I'm getting back to is, that's things that I haven't heard, if this council's going to open those doors. I heard what Mr. Zimmerman needs. I asked him if he could pull this out. and let the council deal with those questions. He said no, it was a vital piece of the equation to move forward with the rock complex. The problem that I look at when you look at that too is if you make the zoning change, I'll try to be quick, Steve. If you make the zoning change, you're going to open the door to like Waukesha did. Because if you change that, that's low income. Anybody can come in with a low income project because you don't have any guidelines. You don't have any requirements or standards. And that's going to, you know, if he sells that tomorrow once you change the zoning, your protection is the zoning. Let him submit the plans in that. For example, now, I'm going to just say is Stonehenge. Do you realize anyone up here what that generates, that complex? I got these from the city assessor's office today. $31,562,000 of assets are sitting in Stonehenge. That's how much those homes are worth today. Mr. Zimmerman, if you take at 300 units times $2,000, he's going to generate $600,000 a month. Times 12 is $7.2 million. I haven't heard anybody say, is he going to help supply back or pay back any of the monies or make distribution? That's a lot of money for the city to be sticking taxpayers in TIF. These are the things I need to be, that should be worked through. And as a developer,
thank you, Bill.
One second, Steve, I'll finish on a happy note. My concern is I'm dealing with numbers, and I'd ask the council to deal with numbers also, not emotions and not hypotheticals. Again, Waukesha, as many of you realize, when they got involved with Milwaukee, wanting to run water and putting in apartments, the next thing everyone was accusing Waukesha of not supporting low-income housing in that. You're opening up that door.
Thanks.
My name is Jim C. Slack. I live at 7568 South 74th Street. A couple things briefly. One, I heard the gentleman speak about how they're controlling the noise from this current property. I'm here to tell you I live about seven blocks away and I can hear everything that's going on there when the PA system or the rock concerts are going on, and I'm tired of it. I expect you to at least find the volume control on your PA system if you're going to have to use those things to generate that much noise. I'm also disappointed to see that you're going to double at least the amount of noise you're probably going to generate from this project. One thing that I've never heard anybody speak of is the effect this project has on one of Milwaukee's county's finest properties, which is Whitmore Park. This thing is destroying the quality of life that people enjoy in that park. You can't go there during a rock concert. You can't go there during a big tournament where they're blasting away with their speakers. It's one thing to, when I first saw this, it was like, oh, this is cute. Somebody's finally found a good way to use a landfill, for God's sake. And I was one of those kids playing in it once upon a time. I'm still here alive, too, so, you know, obviously. But, yeah, it's grown to be much more of a monster than I ever envisioned it to be. And quite honestly, I don't think the city of residents are getting much information to make your decision with. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Seaside. We gave up the time that Basil took, so there we go.
My name's Ed Vidmar. I live at 8925 West Meadow Lane. When I first moved in there, they were filling in the gravel pit, and we had one of the aldermen, I don't remember who was the alderman 44 years ago, but anyhow, he said they're only putting in clean debris there. And while we were talking, they were dumping garbage in there. This man was getting $30 a load to dump the garbage in there, and they said, oh no, they aren't dumping garbage in there. 3 months later, the guy's house that we were sitting at watching him dump the garbage, his basement exploded. Think about that. And the Planning Commission, has anyone thought of, on the other side where those apartments are going, contacting a man named Wimmer, putting a senior citizen place in there? There won't be no kids going to school. It'll be all senior citizens. He'll make nice gardens. It'll be a nice place to look at. And I have one more question. People that live within eight blocks of where they're going to do this and don't want it, raise your hands. Those people that live within 8 blocks that want it, raise their hands. One, two, oh boy. Somebody's holding two hands. One, two, three, four.
Mr. Whitman.
Mr. Whitman. There's about 10. You see what I mean? We don't want it. So you think about that. You're going to be running for a re-election pretty soon.